And I don't know, my mama, I think she went through, got ready for high school, but she never did. I don't think she ever did go to high school. I think she went through grade school. See, back in them times, they just didn't have much of a chance to go to school. And because, just like I told you, before I was in school, I was a great big boy because I had a sister. I'm 22 months older than my sister, see. Mm-hmm. And they waited till she could start school, and she was 7 years old before they let you start back there then. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't let me go because they afraid I'd, get drowned or something like that, crossing the creeks and stuff like that. And so I had to wait till she got big enough to go to school, and then we went together.
Mm-hmm. What sort of work did your parents do?
My daddy, whenever he was a farmer up until he started work in Paris, he was a tar man there then, a vulcanizer, they called him.
Vulcanizer.
In other words, back there then...
Recap.
No, it wasn't recap. If it...
had a hole in it, vulcanizer.
Yeah, if it punched a hole in a tar, and back there then it was awful bad. Everything was in the road. I mean, the horseshoes and everything was in the road, you see. Now, I might tell you this. When we lived over yonder, we didn't have commissioners like we do now. We have commissioners to take care of the roads and state men to take care of this road out here. But on these dirt roads and gravel roads, we have commissioners. But back then, they didn't have no commissioners, when I first recollect. Everybody worked the road. In other words, they appointed a man as a warden, you see. They appointed him as a warden. And he come by, and he give you so many days to work on that road, to bring your team and shovels and what have you, and work the road, you see. They warned, and what they call, warned you out on the road. Well, get that fly swat, Johnny. There's a fly got in here. It's in there on the table. And that's the way they built roads, and you can guess what kind of roads they had. And then when the cars come along, started taking over, well, they was horseshoes, and they was stumps and roots, and everything was in that road, see. Well, they'd punch holes in them tires. Well, my daddy, he was a vulcanizer man. He'd take that tar up there and redo it, fix that hole, vulcanize it up. In other words, rebuild it up again, you see, and make it good as it ever was.
They went from men on to recap.
Yeah, they went from that to recap. Place. They recap yet now. But yeah, they don't vulcanize no more because these cars, back then you had a great big wheel, great big old wheel, 23-inch wheel, the smallest wheel they had. They run up to 26 inches back then. The wheel did across, and a tarp went around that. Well, all right, one little place vulcanized and a heavy place in tarp wouldn't make any difference. But you put it on a car like we got now, start down that road, and he'd shake you plumb out of it. It'd be just like a, that heavy place, in other words, it'd be out of balance. Cause, but back then it didn't make any difference because it's a great big wheel and the cars didn't run maybe 30, 35 miles an hour at top speed, see? And because it didn't have no roads to run on anyway. And most of the time, about 20, 25 miles an hour. See? And maybe 15 or something like that. Because it was all dirt roads and no... Man, I recollect when this road up here close, right up there, this side of Paris. I recollect when this 271 over here was gravel road. That you come down. That was a gravel road. One way, narrow gravel road. And then I recollect when they put a concrete road there to start with. Then they got the asphalting over it, you see, and stuff like that. But they wasn't no roads. They wasn't. T-model days back there then, they was real high on the ground. Had to be. You couldn't even get home in one if it wasn't. You didn't kill that fly.
Yeah, he's left alone.
Then your father moved out in the country and he was a farmer again?
He was a farmer. My dad was by... he was raised on the farm, and that's what he did, was to farm until he started to vulcanize there in Paris, and then after then he never did farm anymore.
What did he do after that?
He stayed with that till he got old enough to retire.
Oh, I see.